And we are back.
I have to unplug it.
I know, Richard's got to move his mic.
How can I not move my mic? It's in my hand. I'm trying very delicately.
Hey, Logan can do it.
Okay, baby, how you doing here, dear?
Richard, do you need a mic stand? I don't know if he can. Richard, can you bend over that
far? I don't think so.
Bend over talking to your mic.
All right, hey, are we ready to roll?
Hi, it's Ray from Lolita Dark. You are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Chris,
Matt,
April,
Logan,
Michelle.
And as you can tell, we have a guest with us here tonight, with Michelle's joining us for this podcast. We appreciate her coming in tonight, and she's shaking her head already.
Why did I do this? Oh my gosh.
Yep. Because I got into major trouble last weekend.
Oh,
is this a guilt trip? No, I don't admit that.
But in today's episode, we're going to be reviewing the first season of Arrow, and then we are going to be reviewing the album, and then we will be reviewing the music album from the Stripes entitled Snapshot. And
see
what?
No, see. Like,
yes.
See, yes, and yes.
No,
oh, I can see where this one's going.
Really? Before we start off, we are going to take a short break for Dodge City Public Library.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. As we understand, there might be some fans of nonfiction materials in CPL land. So, why not head over to www.dcpl.info and check out our podcasts. We have the nonfiction fix you've been looking for. Every month, Michael, our public service librarian, and I review a nonfiction book or other item for you to consider reading or adding to your collection. So, if you love the land of black and white informative materials, head on over and check us out. By the way, Michael thinks he's a different fictional character in every episode. No guessing what he'll be next month.
And we are back, and as you can tell by the opening theme song was from the first season of Arrow, and Matt is taking on this task, so he's going to discuss it with us. Take it away, Matt.
My task of the Arrow, which is premiered on the CW.
Yes.
I can't remember if it was Monday nights or Tuesday nights.
Does it matter?
Yes.
Somewhat, because some people may want to watch season two that is airing now at the moment.
They change the nights when they go.
Yeah, they do change them every once in a while. But a little tidbit on kind of what the Arrow is about, and I kind of stole part of this, so I'll just kind of read it and make it up as I go. But it's the series follows Oliver Queen, who is a billionaire playboy. Billionaire playboy. Doesn't have a care in the world. Just kind of lives off his parents' money. He's kind of a slough-off womanizer.
You can identify.
Yes, except for the billionaire part. Who basically gets shipwrecked. Man, I cannot speak. Gets shipwrecked.
As long as there's not a T in there.
Yeah, exactly. Try to start this over. You're not helping. Who is shipwrecked, and everyone is believed dead for 5 years. He returns to Starling City to basically finish what his father had started which was to rid the city of the evil that is corrupting the city, which is more or less the other millionaires, billionaires in the city that run the city.
It kind of reminded me of The Punisher in some ways.
There's a little influence in that, and
with the whole
vigilante
list,
thing.
And yeah, the list and the vigilante, and he has his duty, and he knows what he's doing and who he's going after. And
to a degree,
right?
Yeah.
And it's I want to say somewhat based on the comic books. There are some aspects they've brought in from DC Comics. I know me and Richard have talked a little bit about this a little more.
We discussed, I know there's, the new 52 is out right now, and I haven't read any of that part. Part of it's coming, I'm wanting to say they might be trying to blend the two together, because this is a young Oliver North instead of an older Oliver North.
Queen.
Excuse me. Oh, where did that come from?
Queen, man. It's Oliver Queen.
Well, see, this show kind of reminded me of, like, Gossip Girl plus... Just adding in the Green Arrow.
Well, what I guess got me kind of involved in, I caught about 3/4 of maybe the 3rd or 4th episode into it, and I went, man, I could go back and watch the beginning to see what this is really about. And they started using kind of the concept a lot of shows are using now. They throw you kind of right into the story, but then they give you tidbits of the character building through flashbacks.
And I like those better than the current day situation.
I don't. I kind of just
I like both, because I like to know, okay, why is this way and what happened here? And one of the things that you find out...
So you get impatient for the flashback.
Yes.
And a little bit, yeah. Sometimes you do, because...
There's more action to it, I think, than the modern day one storyline. Seems like, because they're always on the... It's always tense because they might be captured or killed at any
right,
moment.
And usually I've noticed that the flashbacks usually happen right when an important... kind of plot event is about to happen in the main show.
Like somebody's getting ready to die and all of a sudden flashback and you don't know if they died or not.
No, there's a scene where he goes to basically talk to the Russian mob in Starling City, and he gets there and he says something to them in Russian, shows them a symbol. Well, then there's a flashback as to how he knows this.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of explained how he got to where he was, that he knew that. That's just one example of several things that happened throughout the show. But and a little bit about some of the characters that are in there. Was it Stephen Emil? I guess how you say his name. I'm horrible with names. I'm sorry. plays Oliver Queen, also the Arrow. And like I said, he's the billionaire.
Billionaire. We're all going there tonight.
We are not billionaires.
Billionaire playboy, and he's based on the DC Comics, The Green Arrow. In with that is David Ramsey, who plays John Diggle. Diggle?
His I think best is what friend. Calling
him. Wasn't it Andy Diggle? Or
that's
John
what
Diggle?
They called him.
They call him Andy? No, Andy is the writer that this character is based off of. And he is Oliver's bodyguard during the day, even though he doesn't really need one.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Then he becomes kind of his cohort in helping the
Arrow.
He's
like Robin.
The conscience.
Yeah, basically the conscience and some other things of that.
He's better than Robin.
No.
Another character, Casey. Yeah, Casey. It's Katie Cassidy, plays Laurel Lance, who is a lawyer slash his ex-girlfriend. And I say ex-girlfriend, still love interest, because...
Well,
her sister Sarah was on the boat with Oliver when it went down.
Is Oliver
and is presumed dead.
And they were not playing cards.
No. Hence the word playboy.
Well, see, weren't they getting back together towards the end of the season? Didn't they get back together?
They were leaning
kind
that
of,
way.
Yeah. And then kind of not.
Spoiler. But then it cut it
not
off
really.
Towards...
Not really. And
well, Mom,
well, she
so,
didn't cut it off.
It's so obvious at the beginning of the series.
He might be a little sore. Can't go out tonight.
Oh, God.
He can't do the Arrow thing. Oh, sorry. Colin Donnelly, who plays Tommy Merlin, who is the son of Malcolm Merlin.
Malcolm.
Who is another billionaire company who's kind of involved in this. Without ruining
kind
the plot, he is involved in...
Are you talking about Tommy?
No, his
Tommy's dad.
You mean Captain Jack?
Yeah.
Plays Captain Jack and Doctor Who.
Yeah, okay.
And everything.
Which I didn't know until I started doing a little more research. Merlin, the name Merlin, is a arch nemesis of the Green Arrow in the comic books. So that's one of those where they're bringing kind of some of the comic book into the show without really being a show
like,
about the
comic
book.
Like under the table, just like slipping it in for those true fans.
A lot of it is. Like Laurel's character is based on another character that was in the comics.
Who was that chick that got sent to jail?
His sister?
No.
Yeah, the sister gets sent to jail in the beginning. She's kind of a drug addict, and I was about to do hers.
That was the first time she did drugs.
She is a drug addict.
It was not.
No, it wasn't.
she's a drug addict who gets into a lot of trouble, and Oliver is trying to...
She's kind of stuck up.
...help her down the straight and narrow. She gets better in second season.
Mm-hmm. Which we haven't seen yet.
Spoiler alert. She gets a little better in second season.
Is she still with that guy from Teen Wolf?
Oh, he's from Teen Wolf?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Me and Mom freaked out.
He actually becomes a regular in season two after making several appearances in season one.
Awesome.
And his name is Roy Harper, who in the comic books is Speedy, which is Green Arrow sidekick.
Right.
So
come to pass, they're kind of leading to that.
Right. In season two, they're kind of leading that he's being kind of his... eyes and ears at the moment.
Yeah, because he's a big admirer.
Right, because the Arrow basically saved his life. And in the first season they don't call
little
him the Arrow. No. They refer to him as the Hood.
Vigilante, you say?
The people that know him as the Arrow or as that character refer to him as the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops that are after him, which I'm going to go into character on that too, refers to him as the Vigilante. In season one, it's not till season two that they really call him the Arrow and kind of give him that name, which is interesting.
Wonder why they changed it.
A show based on the Green Arrow.
Too many people in the hoods.
Yeah, too many people in the hood.
That's pretty good.
That was good. Susan Thompson plays Maura Queen, who is Oliver's mom, who marries the CEO of Queen Consolidated after her husband dies in the shipwreck, which is kind of a little controversy for Oliver when he comes back. He's kind of a little freaked out by that. But he also finds out later that his mom is involved in this corruption conspiracy downfall of the city.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is deceptive, because when did she become involved in the conspiracy?
Well, if I remember correctly, she was... partially blackmailed into it.
Partially. I think the dad was involved from the get-go, and they kind of do that in a little bit of the flashbacks, how he was involved in that.
I think.
And after he passed away, it kind of just went to her because she basically became the owner of Queen Consolidated.
Mm-hmm. I think he's kind of a hypocrite.
Who?
Queen.
Oliver?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Because, he's out getting all these guys on the list and everything. Then
he goes after his mom.
After a while, he first sees his mom's list. And he's like, if you can't do that, just go freaking kick her butt. Put her in jail.
But you got to remember, at that time, he was giving them a chance to change. And if they didn't, he killed them.
And now he's no longer killing him.
Though. Well, that's a spoiler.
I think he just became a pansy.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. Paul Blackthorne plays Detective Quentin Lance, who is
AKA
Laurel and Sarah's
daddy.
Dad, who is, I want to, the only word I can describe is hell-bent on getting the Arrow. He feels he's just a bad guy, needs to be put away, doesn't really care about that, but he...
will use him when need be.
Use him if he needs to, but he also hates...
Queen.
Oliver Queen, because he blames Oliver for Sarah's death. So he doubly hates him. If he ever finds out he's the Arrow, he's really in trouble.
Oh my gosh, she's like Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's like Spider-Man.
A little bit.
Yeah. And then Emily Barrett Rickards, I think that's how you say it, and I'm sorry if I say it wrong, plays Felicity, I think it's pronounced Smoke. I never really catch it in the show. They usually just call her Felicity. She's the tech person that at the beginning
she's my favorite.
At the beginning of the season, she works for Queen Consolidated.
She's like a genius, kind of.
Oracle.
Oracle, yep.
She's a really good tech person.
Dad, wash
and
your
Oliver
hands.
Uses her at the beginning of the show quite a bit to find out information on the tech stuff that he needs that he's not capable of doing.
He tries not to tell her what.
Yeah, he tries to.
Why?
He's trying not to tell her, and she's going, "Really, I'm not that dumb." And she kind of figures it out.
Cause she get well, yeah. Kinda? He gave her a laptop with bullet holes.
Yeah,
an arrow that just mysteriously popped out. This random arrow, I don't know why, but
it wasn't random.
He
gave a good story about it.
That was pretty. Oh my gosh,
that was one of his better stories. Sadly enough,
but she pretty much figures it out pretty quick that he's the arrow. And offers to help him. His team kind of ends up being her and John and him working out of his cover. Is he makes a nightclub, and his facility is in the basement, basically, of the nightclub. Yeah. That's how he can be out at night and just say, "Oh, I was at the club. No big deal." You know, and nobody kind of thinks any of the wiser. So that's kind of the main characters. Yeah,
In the present storyline.
In the flashbacks, there's pretty much, well,
big slew of different characters from the comics.
There's several from the comics.
Deathstroke's
that's one of them. And I hit a button and I lost what it was called.
That's why you don't rely Dang on it. Technology.
Where did it go?
Look at my tech.
But he saved a tree.
Yeah, I saved a tree.
That tree doesn't know it.
No, eat that.
While you're pulling that back up, that made a hell of a difference because I could hear your fingers popping every time you moved it.
Okay. Back to where I was.
Sorry if it made you feel uncomfortable. But
I know. I was like, that is the weirdest thing. Like, I don't want you to touch my things.
Yeah.
I'm
going to butcher this guy's name because I cannot say his first name.
Initials
I think it's
work.
Manu? M-A-N-U?
Manu? Manu? Manu?
I have no idea.
Spell it.
I did. M-A-N-U.
That's his name.
Mom.
You blondie.
Bennett, I think is how you say it. Who plays Slade Wilson,
how you spell
who is Deathstroke. Basically in the comics. And however you want to say the guy's name, Menu. He is actually, anybody that watched the Spartacus series, he is the guy who plays Crixus.
I don't know if you watched that series.
We watched the first and we didn't care much for it, so we didn't watch more of it.
But he is the guy who plays Crixus in that series. Same guy. And that was kind of, when I first saw it, I was like, he plays Crixus. Cool.
In that G.I. Joe like movie Crixus. We just watched, what was that guy's name still in the tube?
Destro.
So close.
Not Deathstroke.
See,
Deathstroke.
You said that.
Which
I was like,
I'm kind of hoping they have a little more of him in the present day, too.
They should. Because he's
series developed. Are they going to have Batman in this?
Well,
are they going to chill?
Me and Richard were talking about that.
I hope so.
I found some interesting information as I was kind of doing some more research on this. Because I have not read the comics, old or new, on the Green Arrow. I know the Green Arrow from, the cartoons they've put out. I know he's been in with Batman, with Flash. In this, they were talking about, they had a character, supposedly the Green Arrow character played by someone else, who made appearances in Smallville.
Just the Justice League.
From 2006 to, the
he became
show ended.
Pretty good major character towards the end of Smallville.
Towards the end. He was in a lot of that. And this show was kind of spawned a little bit from that show.
Maybe we should just have a Justice League and call it good. Just have everyone show up and party and just
That would lack the many, 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 many different universes of Justice League.
I don't know if you could make that show. in doing some research, there was supposed to be in season 2 a couple episodes where the Flash would make an appearance.
Oh, awesome.
And the show would have been kind of centered around him so that they could do a spinoff. That was kind of
that'd be awesome.
Turned
I like the
against,
Flash a lot.
And they just kind of went on with the regular show, but they're still talking that he may make a couple of appearances, that there may be a spinoff of a Flash series spawned from kind of the Arrow.
I really like the Flash. I hope they do that. That'd be really cool.
So that is some stuff that I did find about it. I know in season 2 they had a couple more characters that me and Richard talked about.
Well,
I can't think of what her name is in the show, and I'm drawing a total blank, but I can picture her.
Have we seen
the chick who plays in Serenity.
I want to say River.
Ooh, she plays Firefly. River in Firefly. Chris,
nice.
What's her
I don't
name?
Know
yes.
her actual name.
Summers.
Who?
Summers.
The chick who plays
Klaus? I can't remember.
In Firefly.
Did we
mention something? Summers, I think, is what her name is.
Well, he's looking that up to get back to April's point about Batman. There's a possibility, or at least more characters from the Batman universe.
Is there BFFs, Mom?
Because there is a tie to Batman in the comics, but we've already had the Huntress in season one.
Yeah, I hated
she's
her, but
from the Batman universe.
Thank God, she's
what's her name, Chris? River? River Summers?
Yeah.
There's no last name. Just says River.
No, no, no. What's her actual real name?
Summer Glue. Summer Glau.
Summer Glue.
Who played River in the Serenity and Firefly series? She kind of comes in season two as a takeover of Queen Consolidation, but doesn't, without ruining what happens in season one as to why this is happening. And well, Richard's thinking that she may be the daughter of Ra's
Talia. From Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
Or Gal. How do they say that in the
Ra's
movie?
Ra's al Ghul.
Ghul. Because there's a lot of the internet buzz is that she's probably Talia. But Bloodhaven is mentioned, what is from the Batman universe. Deathstroke is kind of from the Batman universe.
Deadshot?
Deadshot is primarily from the Batman universe.
Which he's mentioned.
So you can kind of see maybe they might bring in a Nightwing character.
Bring,
might
bring
not bring
Robin.
In Batman himself, but they might bring in more side characters.
Robin and Speedy.
Well, that's kind of where we were alluding earlier, that they may groom Thea's boyfriend, I can't think of what his name is
Roy,
in the show.
Roy Harper.
Roy into kind of Speedy later on.
Awesome. What was you going to say, Logan?
Wasn't Nightwing based mainly in Bloodhaven?
Yep, he was Bloodhaven.
And since they're going to Bloodhaven...
Right, because they showed a sign of Bloodhaven, and then when the second time we see Deadshot in the series, they make mention that he's in Bloodhaven.
Right,
so.
And in season two, they do bring in the League of Assassins.
You know what I just wish?
Into the series. So it looks like they're going to, I mean, the show seems to be getting good reviews, good ratings, you know, why it's on TV, so it seems like it may be an ongoing series. I like the series. I think it's pretty good. I enjoy the story. Chris didn't.
I
like
wish
it so
they
much,
would
but.
Take like all the DC, all the Marvel, all the just
indie comics.
Just, no,
they did
just,
that in the comics.
DC,
the
comics. Marvel, like fandom stuff. Doctor Who, just get all the big fandom, Supernatural, and just
put them all together.
Have an epic supernova.
That's what would happen to your brain.
And mushroom.
Well, there were some other characters I know that have popped up in the show that I don't know because I haven't read enough comic books. I hate to say it.
Well, I know that we were talking about earlier flashback scenes. One of the other characters that's there is Fry's. He's from the Green Arrow series from the, not the new 52, but the old series.
Which one was he?
He was the leader that was going to use the missile.
On the island.
Oh.
And in the series, he was a CIA operative, a former CIA operative. So that kind of ties in.
He might be too.
Shadow is introduced.
That's
the girl?
That's the girl. And in the comics, they turned out to be lovers and actually had a child. So whether that will come about, I don't know.
No. Don't put
Vertigo.
Baby in there.
Vertigo, they did a good job with Vertigo as
yes,
a character.
Yes, they did.
Because he's kind of a
he did.
Fancy
oh, he
pants in the comics, but in the show, he's a drug dealer and he did a good job.
Who but yeah, but
that?
He did.
Is he dead?
You think? I don't know.
Who was
he
that?
Put an arrow in
okay,
him.
Okay, wait a second. This is the comic
Vertigo
book.
No, I mean,
they
no.
always come back to life.
In the movie, in
no.
the show.
Mm-hmm. In the show, he puts an arrow into him at the
yeah,
end of the
show. They
just
called him Vertigo because of the drug Vertigo he was
okay,
selling.
Okay, I just never
and
saw
at the
him.
End,
or I just never...
At the end, when Oliver...
Yeah,
he injected Oliver with the Vertigo. And he was... He shot at him and he missed because he couldn't see because of the Vertigo. And he pulls out three arrows and goes...
What the heck?
And the guy falls over dead. He's got an arrow sticking out of his chest.
He comes to life like the agent did in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He dead. Vertigo
right.
dead.
When you're talking about Marvel, dead is a temporary
it
place.
Is.
Yes.
It is.
It was kind of like
same
he,
way all the way around.
He kills Merlin, too. He kills Malcolm Merlin.
Which isn't much better.
Yeah, that's so, not going to last long, though.
And now, Malcolm...
Hey,
I'm
going to
say Malcolm's
Marvel.
Dead
this
because
DC,
then they...
Which isn't much better with that.
Did they bring in someone else?
Because in season two... They allude a little bit more as to why Malcolm was there and who trained him.
And by the
without
way,
ruining season yeah. one, okay. There's a little bit in season two. It gets a little more in depth, and I don't want to ruin what happens at the end of season one to bring about what's going on in season two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had something, Michelle.
Yeah, for you guys who don't know who Malcolm is Queen's best friend's dad, who is a multimillionaire and who is on the list of.
Right.
of people who kind of corrupt.
I guess I should have explained the list a little bit.
And he is also very good with the arrows.
Okay, we're talking about the list. In one of the flashback scenes, Oliver is on a life raft with his dad and someone else.
His dad
basically says, "We're not going to survive." Here, hands Oliver a book that's got blank pages in it.
Well, he kind of told him, like,
"I've done some bad things.
Yeah, he alluded to clean up the city." You needed to do.
And he basically turns and shoots the other guy, and you're going, "What the?"
And then he shoots himself.
And then he shoots and kills himself and basically and tells Oliver like, to survive.
Before and that's he when shoots he, himself.
Yeah, he basically tells Oliver to survive and then goes bang. And Oliver's freaking out. That's when he washes up on the island.
Poor Oliver.
In another flashback scene, he goes to burn one of the pages in the book. And basically, when he gets it close to the heat, it reveals these names.
Because it was lemon paper.
Juice.
Yeah.
And how many pages did he burn?
He didn't burn any.
Know about.
Yeah, he burned some.
He burned a few.
Did he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And see,
I don't remember him burning any. I thought he just got it close.
He didn't know his mom was on the list.
Well, he found, he found the second book that his mom actually
had. And so now he has the full book because that one has the other pages.
But really, he wasn't so much going off the list of the book after he killed Malcolm and what actually happens at the end of season one happened, which is what he was trying to prevent. I'm not giving it away. I'm doing good.
True. But this has a lot of possibilities. I liked it.
No, not really a boom.
Nah, we talked about Smallville. To me, Smallville was... I didn't like it near as much because it's... Especially the earlier seasons was all set around high school.
Right.
This one, he's a young adult with young adult issues. There is Socratic stuff to it. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, there's the love interest triangle thingy with him.
The flavor of the show reminds me of Supernatural. That series. Yeah. They have comedy, they have a little bit of drama, but there's action as well, and they're serious about it.
I believe, don't quote me, I believe they bill it as a comedy, drama, action series.
Okay.
There might have been another one in there, too. I can't, suspense or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. I know there was like three or four that they named. And I can see all of them. I like the series. I think it's pretty good. I've enjoyed what I've, I can never remember what's on, so I never watched season two. Gotta wait till it's on the internet so I can watch it.
Exactly. Our internet is too slow.
Come on, 8 days. Yeah. Come on.
Our internet's too slow.
I still haven't finished Dancing with the Stars.
My wife could tell you how it ends.
She knows, but her favorite one.
Yes.
She's really happy.
So, but I mean,
Chris said he didn't enjoy it as much. What were the points that didn't interest you, or where it kind of diverted that didn't thrill you?
It didn't look good on TV. I didn't watch it.
Did it look better?
Yeah, I thought you watched a few.
I don't know.
Just couldn't get into it.
Just didn't grab
guy
me.
In tights.
Didn't grab
huh?
You
know.
Yeah. It didn't give me the gentle pull.
It's not everybody's cup of tea.
You like the hard tugs?
This wasn't even that.
You know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, and I'm going to say it's the people that enjoy the comic books, or even if you don't enjoy the comic books as much, you could get into it if you like that the Batman type character that's the rich can do what he wants.
I think we're getting back into the whole conspiracy of, you know, the book being, or the comic in this case, being better than the show.
I think what I got really mad about was the Thea,
his sister.
Yeah, yep. His sister. When she got, like, wrecked her new car and she was on drugs and crap, you know, and she went to court, of course, and they were like, you can either be like a normal person and go to jail for how long, because she was 18, she had just turned 18, so she was an adult, and or you can do community service. And she was like, she was such a priss. She wasn't gonna think about taking the, you know, the bargain and everything.
Well,
I was like, just put her butt in jail.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that happens at the end of season one, which I'm not going to go into, changes the way her character thinks in season two.
She matures.
I hope so, because
she does.
I wanted to slap her. I was like, oh my gosh.
I think I know why. I just don't like the vigilante type of character. Because I didn't like Watchmen. I didn't like,
like the Punisher.
I don't like the new Batmans. Yeah, I don't like the Punisher. You know,
so
that's just me.
I love those.
Yeah, me too.
I like the unnatural superheroes. Well,
The natural. Okay.
The ones with special abilities. Flying.
Right, superpowers.
Green Lantern.
Okay.
Yes. I'm a DC comics person, I guess.
Yeah. Yes, right. Mama?
Before I forget, Logan, it's my turn. Before I forget.
Hey, Mom hath spoken.
One of the fun things about watching this series, if you're from the comic book industry, is they introduce a new character, and I looked at Richard, and I said, who is that?
Because she does that every time. She knows someone, but she doesn't know what. She's like, Dad,
who's that person going to turn out to be?
We can do a radio edit if you want, and I'll tell you something about season two.
Maybe we'll after.
Edit this out.
The only reason we know his dad is dead is because he blew his head off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of assuming that.
Yeah.
Well, without ruining it, someone else is dead, too. They die. They dead. They ain't coming back.
And then they come back.
No. That one ain't coming back, either. That person was had a freaking rebar through his chest. Well, no, it was a pipe.
I don't know.
At the end of season one?
Oh, yeah, yes. I know who you're talking about.
Radio edit.
Yeah. No, I know.
Okay.
He's got
a pipe through his chest. Yeah. He's
can't say that. Yeah,
that person ain't coming back. He dead.
That's okay.
There's so much fodder since they're bringing in a lot of stuff from the Batman universe. I could see them possibly starting. We mentioned they might bring in some of the Flash stuff. This is Warner Brothers property. If they want to do another shot at Green Lantern, they can start bringing in some Green Lantern stuff too.
That'd be cool.
Well, he crossed into the comic books with Green Lantern too.
I know,
so,
but
I mean,
Green Lantern is
I am
like
getting so sick of Ben Affleck.
You had to prep for that announcement.
You did. But I mean, you gotta remember in the comic book world, the Green Arrow was everywhere.
Yep.
That boy never was at home.
That's because he didn't have a home.
Well,
kind of, yeah.
So he was in all of the comic. I mean, he was in a lot of DC stuff.
What if they just have like this big Christmas party?
They're going to meet at the Justice League.
You see this
No, the Hall of Justice.
You see,
that's what
you
called.
See this. Justice, yep. You see the flash of a wing here in the corner.
And they will take that flash wing
they
and make a Barbie doll for
Martian
you guys.
Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter.
So there's going to be no Green Lantern 2 until Ben Affleck is done with his Batman series.
Yeah.
Different person.
I'm so tired of Batman.
Ryan Reynolds was Green Lantern.
Was Green Lantern.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I wouldn't mind it.
So
they needed
to
change
the
character a little bit. Ooh. Daredevil was Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Yeah. And that
you didn't
movie,
like
that
him?
Was Marvel. That's Marvel.
It's not as Batman.
Batman?
Michael
I don't
Keaton
know.
Was a who better knows? Batman than Ben Affleck.
We're not going to get into that.
That's like
I think Michael Keaton
did you like
was
Daredevil?
Because awesome
I really liked Daredevil.
I liked Daredevil.
Yes.
Yeah, he was good
was
there.
Really good.
He did
like
good
that.
Playing like he was blind. Sorry. Anyway, back to Arrow.
Back to Arrow. I just said, I like the series. I think it's good for, I don't know, there's a little bit of violence. So younger kids kind of, and they may not get some of the concepts and things that are happening if they're younger, you know.
Yeah.
They might not understand a arrow in the chest kills people.
And it could be a bit
they understand that, but they may not understand. They may not be able to catch the concept of the backstory
it
as
could
to
be a
why
bit
that's happening.
Too heavy for them, I guess. With all the stuff that happens and all
I would
the intricate
think
stories.
The violence alone would just say
yeah,
teenager
young,
older.
Yeah. Well, I'm even thinking some teenagers. I'm thinking you got to be at least, you know, probably that 14, 15 age.
No,
well,
20.
April got it, so she's
bro, I'm 15.
And there's the tennis match. It's back in your court. Thunk.
God.
It's been a tennis match.
I don't think the violence is too violent.
Clearly, 9-year-olds will not get this because Chris didn't. So.
Oh, God. And now it is back
no
in Chris's court.
At least my IQ's higher than 9.
Hello, 4.0.
I don't think so.
I think so, yes.
So. In that aspect,
college reading
like
level since
saying.
Fifth grade.
That's what happened to you.
Mom, when did you get in this game?
When I saw your report
now,
card.
That has become a doubles match.
Dad, where you at?
Which side are you taking?
That's not even fair. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Hey, my report card's really good. So.
Although I do know that if you ever pick sides, always choose Mom's.
Exactly.
But hey.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that, you know, older teenager will get it. Anybody that really liked the comic books will probably really enjoy the show.
What time is the show on at night?
7.
It's like
eight,
7 or
9.
8 o'clock.
I think 8.
I think
you know what?
7 would be too early.
I keep missing it, and one of these times I'm just going to be smart and hit record on the TiVo.
What's on at the same time Arrow's on?
You know what?
Most of our TVs.
Big Bang Theory, because I could totally do. I could totally understand that missing arrow for Big Bang Theory.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's what I said. I usually end up watching them later on the web.
Yes, and we do because, it on DVDs because we don't have time during our regular. Yeah.
Because I end up missing the show or I'm busy doing something. But like I said, I enjoyed the show. I think you should. You know, if you have a series collection.
Ooh, Face Off.
You know, superheroes are always good.
Yeah, and it's always a good one to have. Yeah. I think you should have it, especially if you have, you know, the library that has the large collection of different series that are out. And I believe it came out, did it come out in November?
I believe so, it was November.
At the end of 13. November of 2013.
So it's available.
TNT?
No,
oh, no, you said
CW.
CW.
It's on the CW. CW. Yeah. Which is Warner Brothers.
See, they need to come out with a Punisher series and put that like on Spike or
I don't know if I'd like Punisher.
Or AMC like Walking Dead. Ooh, yeah.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
You know what? We need to review Walking Dead. It's so popular, yeah. And I have never seen it.
I want
to
know.
Really, it's
either.
Really
it didn't,
good.
It didn't catch
I
my
don't
fancy.
Know why it's so popular.
I like it.
Is it like Warm Bodies?
No.
The movie?
No, it's more like the
that
Resident
movie was
Evil
funny.
Walking Dead.
Yeah. It's some type of... It's not a biological virus type deal, yeah. So it's a scientific zombie, not a supernatural zombie.
Right, like
but it's not Resident Evil like level, like with the gore and with the high tech. And
well,
the,
yeah, it can't.
I don't know
be,
what to compare
it's
it
more
to.
About the people.
I didn't.
That
I didn't mean
surviving.
Just change the subject.
Yeah. Oh, you are.
But no, that is a series since it's so popular. That
see,
we
that
have to
that
look
could probably
eventually.
Be why I like it because it's more of the social than the.
That's
right.
How captivating Green Arrow is.
We.
But
anybody else
it falls into the category because Walking Dead was a graphic novel. It's a comic book series.
Yeah, comic book series. So you know.
We tie it back, by golly.
It seems like there's a lot of shows that are coming out of based on comic books.
That's because the people who read them are getting older, and they are now in charge.
This is the person that confused young adult abbreviations with yeah.
I think that was yeah.
Look, Logan, it says yeah. Young adult, Mom, calm down. Put that Elmo book back.
My cover. So I think you should have it collection.
Elmo?
It's a good thing to have.
She could be in that section.
Anybody else's thoughts?
You guys have an Elmo section?
No, she's going to the children's section.
Oh, okay.
You didn't read the bunny. What happens?
I agree.
I've only seen you read picture books.
Now she's tossing it into two different courts.
Hey, I'm the one reading Lord of the Flies.
I didn't say you couldn't read it. I just said you're lazy.
Oh, I read The Pearl, too. No, I really like the classics. Anything that's a classic.
The classic picture books?
No.
We've definitely diverged off. I agree with Matt. This would be a good one for the library. Everybody else wants to bitch at each other, so we'll let them go on and take a commercial break and have us a nice drop. We're going to be doing Stripes next, their album. Or excuse me. We are going to be doing The Stripes next with
Thank
their
you.
Album Snapshot.
The Stripes.
We will be
it's
right back.
This is John Lyons from Young Lyons. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Said I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love. Said I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love. And when I go to sleep at night, you're the only thing I'm dreaming of. One little piggy went to London. One piggy went to Hong Kong. This little piggy's coming over your house. He's gonna rock you.
And we are back, and we just had a drop from the album Snapshot entitled I'm a Hog for You, Baby.
Just you. No baby.
I'm a Hog for You.
I'm a Hog for You.
Yeah.
But it's from the British band called the...
They're
April,
Irish.
Do you want to do the intro?
I thought they were British.
They're Irish.
Oh, I thought they were British too.
They're Irish.
My bad.
They're British. Irish.
One and the same, isn't it?
No.
Irish is not
Let's
British.
Start again then.
I think we need to.
And we are back. We just got finished listening to I'm a Hog for You. There's baby on there.
No.
You're baby right there.
There goes a heart attack.
And Richard's blood pressure just jumped 40 points. The pain in his head is about to explode.
Well, I didn't see it. Sorry, I'm blind.
And apparently deaf. If it's in the title, I'm sure it's in the song.
Two. And we are back. We just got finished listening to the Stripes song, I'm a Hog.
I was holding it together, but I saw Matt like, you can't do it. I'm laughing too hard.
And we are back. We just got finished listening to I'm a Hog for You, Baby by the band The Stripes from their album entitled Snapshot. And April is going to take it from here.
Okay. All right. So The Stripes is from Cavan, Ireland. So they're not British. Mm-hmm. And they're Josh McClory, Ross Farley or Farley. I don't know which way they'd pronounce it.
I'd say probably Farley.
Yeah. I don't know. Pete O'Hanlon and Evan Walsh. And I guess they're a bit of like a, they're definitely rock and roll. And blues is in there too, with some jazz.
I equated it to the 60s rock, blues,
yeah.
Jazz.
See, I see like an old school rock.
Yeah, that 60s rock is what I really hear in them. That kind of hard
and
guitar.
And see, that's the thing, because it's really surprising. They've only been together since 2008. And they are between, all of them are between 16 to 18. So they are like really young and still putting this type of music out there, which I think is pretty dang awesome.
They got an older sound to them than what their ages
what
are.
What you think,
yeah.
And a cool thing is one of their biggest fans is, take
April.
A guess.
You?
Shut up. No. Take a guess. It's a really famous guy. He's British.
Simon?
John. Elton John.
Durant. Oh.
Elton John?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's old school, so.
He's a really big fan of
him. Not quite that far back, but he was in the 70s.
But yeah, because that's when I read it, because I found out about these guys in the magazine In Tune, and there's a little section on, you know, and they said, Elton John's like the biggest fan. And they said, actually, when big entertainment labels started hearing these band, like they had like this label war over who they were going to sign with, and they finally ended up with Virgin EMI Records. Awesome.
I can't remember who owns that. Richard something or another. He's big in the music industry. He likes, I can see him picking them up.
But my favorite part about this is I like the drums in this band.
What stood out to me was the guitars and harmonica.
Yeah, whoa.
Really stood out. And it must be the lead singer that plays harmonica.
He does, yeah.
So that's what I was thinking. To me, for some reason, every time I heard him, I kept thinking of The Who. And I don't know if The Who puts out a lot of music like this or not, but for some reason I kept picturing them. I'm not a big Who fan, but for some reason that's who I pictured when they were singing most of their songs. Could be wrong completely.
Yeah, I really like it. And I don't know. And one of their songs they did, it wasn't a couple, Beautiful Delilah?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a cover?
I was thinking Beautiful Delilah was a cover. I'm not positive, though.
Yeah, it sounds really, really similar to their other song, Blue Collar Jane. And not the whole song, because it does go into something different. But
it might be one of their own songs then, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah, or they just took Blue Collar Jane as an instance. But I like all of their songs. Pretty much, I like that hard beat and just...
I think most of the album is the hard rock. There's a few songs, especially Angel Eyes, that is really bluesy.
And that's going to be our closing. But I think that's pretty much, I would say that's the only one, really.
And, well, there's, let me see here. I was thinking there was one other one that was kind of a little slower. You might be right.
Yeah.
It might be the only one that was really
slower. I think
all
the other ones are really upbeat and just headbanging.
But Hometown Girls I enjoyed. I kind of had a good look to it that I had and hooked with.
Yeah. I liked You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover. That was a really good
song. I watched
song.
The video for that one.
It's weird, huh? They
might look like a farmer, but I'm a lover.
There was some...
What? Farmers aren't lovers?
Gee.
their videos are a little different.
Yeah. But I
they're not bad. They're just
I really different. Like all the
But I like the music.
I like all the lyrics like they the have for their music too. Because I'm one that looks at the lyrics. Mom.
I kind of enjoyed the one that I liked the most, which I, when I was looking at the back of the album cover, and I was like, oh my God, that's so stupid. When it's the one, the drop that we had, I'm a hog for you, baby.
That's a good song.
Then you heard the song and went, oh,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, see, three little pigs in there.
This little piggy went to London.
Yeah.
This little piggy went to Hong Kong or something like that.
Yeah. And then it talks about, like, eating, you know, and all that. I'm like, yes. And honestly, you guys, you know how a couple important. Songs are like the romantic, slow, just ooze love. And I'm like, this would be the coolest couple song ever. Like, you got like all these, like, what if you lined up couples playing their song behind them, just love you, love you. I'm a hog for you, baby. It's like, yes,
we're gonna play that at your wedding as you come down.
Oh my gosh. That's the coolest song.
Just cause.
Sounds like mom's excited to get you out of the house.
Someone else's problem. Thank God.
Yes. I mean.
No. See, it's funny because I didn't know what the title of the song was. I just popped it into the disc player when we got it and just started listening to it, you know? And I didn't look at the back. And I'm a Hog for You Baby started playing. And I didn't really pay attention to it until I got to, you know, like, this little piggy went to London, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa, what? And so I got this and I restarted the song. So I was like, whoa, I gotta listen to this now. It was really cool.
And that song's a little unusual because if going back to the drop, the beginning sounds like it's the end of a song.
Yeah.
And then it goes quiet. Then he comes in a cappella with the first verse. And it's like, okay, that's a different way to open a song.
I like how gritty it is and how just how upfront it is. And just, it's so funny. It's just like in your face. It's like they definitely have an identity. You know, you'll definitely know when it's them.
Very first song to me got a little annoying at the beginning.
Mystery
with
the
guitar
Man.
Going, I don't know if it was a whammy bar going.
Yeah.
But it seems like they held that for a little bit longer than I could appreciate. But then when the song got into the actual lyrics and the beat of the song, I enjoyed it.
I think I enjoyed all of them. The one I think I enjoyed a bit less was I Can Tell. And I guess it could be because of how much that was the first song I listened to. And that's the one I've heard the most. It could have just gotten annoying to me. But I don't know.
It doesn't take much to annoy you, though.
Huh, not with you.
That's so fun.
Since you can't pass the ball to Chris.
Well, if mom's going to hit me, might as well.
Quite a few of their songs dealt with ladies not having very big self-esteem. They're like, you know, you don't realize that you're this good looking. Or you don't realize
Blue
that
Collar
you're...
Jane is really good.
Yeah, I like Blue Collar Jane. It had
Blue
a good...
Blue Collar Jane lives in...
I don't know, I got like the five videos you sent me.
So these four boys think they know women enough to say that they have low self-esteem?
Well, it's like here's one, the title alone, What the People Don't See. The lady's not in public, she's not forthcoming enough, but when they're alone together, it's a different personality. And the other one, She's So Fine, is another one that's basically the same way.
I think She's Fine is the opposite. Like, she knows she's fine and just...
She floats like a bee.
He allows her to be free.
Like
she feels comfortable enough to be in her own skin.
I like that one. Is that the title or just the lyric?
That's the lyric. And I really like that lyric. I'm just like, that's awesome.
Think of that one for a little bit.
Muhammad Ali.
She floats.
No, it's backwards.
I know.
She floats like a bee, stings like a butterfly. And I think that's so cool.
But think about what that's... She's a bitch during the day, but at night she has a gentle touch.
Yeah, it could be.
I thought that was a cool little...
Hey, Chris.
Flip of the...
You know who
quote.
Else plays that game? My mom.
Nuh-uh.
We're talking about strips.
Strips.
Stripes.
The
Oh,
stripes.
God, that actually made me jump.
Excuse me. The stripes.
Yet, Chris, just back away.
That made me jump. Got a heart attack. Yelling in my ear.
Now, this one, I will have to admit, there are two versions.
Which one?
There's a regular version that only has 13 songs on it. Then there's a deluxe version
Which
that has 16
have.
Songs.
Okay.
April picked up the deluxe version.
Because you have to go for the best. You can't miss out on songs.
Can't miss out on songs, yeah.
No, okay. You can't.
Where's this available?
The regular version you can pick up off Amazon. The deluxe is only available through their website.
Okay.
And it is a British website. So
I get that. When you're the paying website,
for it, it's, you know, the price is in pounds rather than
dollars. And the website is just thestripes.com. And when you spell stripes, instead of an I, there's a Y. STRYPES.
Say the address again. I didn't hear it.
Thestripes.com.
So it is a com. It doesn't have a UK. But it is, when they're selling their stuff, it is in pounds.
I'm surprised it doesn't have an IE.
You know, that's surprising because most of that stuff would be in euros. I don't know.
I think British is still in pounds.
But they're Irish.
But Britain controls Ireland, sadly, with the financial.
Britain controls Northern Ireland.
They're taxed by the Queen.
I get so mad about that.
It's not control per se, but I'm saying their pound is the same.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. There's a whole video on how their government and their territories are. Just go look it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so I get
just
so
look
mad
up
when
English territories or
yeah,
something
I get
like
so
that.
Mad when like people say the whole of Ireland is part of the UK because it's just that little sliver. It's just Northern Ireland, guys. Chill out.
So are these people Northern Irish or Southern Irish?
I can look that up.
That's the question. Yep.
It's not Southern, it's just Ireland.
Protestant, if they're Protestant, they're in the Northern section. Catholics have the bulk of the island.
No, it's Ireland. It's close to the northern. It's close to the border, but it's still.
So they're in the Catholic section.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're not Jewish.
Oh my god. We're gonna get so. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're in so much trouble.
We're gonna die. So
many, there's so many different sects in the Christianity what? Or Judaism.
That's
I'm sure we've said something to offend somebody. Please send us your emails.
Let us know. Honestly, we don't mean it. Mom just does that. She's
we
offensive
all just
in
do
nature.
That and go, sorry.
Chris can't.
We all just screw up. So
never
yeah,
intentional,
but no, you should hear my mom. Like
I was just sticking up for the Jewish people. They could be some in there.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, yeah. Yes.
Who knows? So
nowadays.
But I enjoyed. Richard sent me some YouTube links to their videos. Matt? Videos are a little different.
Yeah.
Music, I enjoyed. It's, you know.
What did you think, video. Chris? Not the boobs, the video. Not the boobs, the video. Come on.
That's my favorite Facebook.
That's why they call it boob tube.
No. It's really strange. There was this deal in the news about.
It's really serious. It's really, really.
There was this thing in the news about colleges doing that. Basically, they set up these Facebook sites that are like, in this case, KU boobs. Just look it up on Facebook.
Is it just body paint?
Every college has one, as far as I know, except for maybe the Christian colleges.
They may have one, you just don't know about it.
Bro, Friends University.
I had to see what it was all about.
And you liked it, huh?
Well, you have to follow the page.
He's a guy, you have to like the page.
This is nice. My wife is going to love this. I'm glad she doesn't listen to the show.
Wait, what? His wife doesn't listen?
No. It is mine.
I've warned her. She's smart. Nice.
Mom, what about your wife?
She doesn't listen to it either.
Mom doesn't get
why
that option.
Why am I so privileged?
Okay, go, guys. She asked us how we set up our podcasts today. She was like, so do you guys do it like one thing or two things? I was like, I don't know, Mom. You tell me since you're the one, you know, that goes through them every
don't
time.
You edit them?
I only edit two sections at a time. I don't know how many guys record at a time.
What was that magical number?
And then there's those mini pops, which are single editions.
See how she's avoiding my question?
Okay. Where's the
I'm going to show it to you after.
Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mom. No, I'm going to show. I'm going to show it to her afterwards.
No, it's not on.
She didn't know if you could find
no,
the stripes.
No, it's all right. We can.
I know. I'm going to do it afterwards.
So you could get it from their website, Amazon.
Amazon, just the regular album. Deluxe. You can get the regular and deluxe on the website, but website's the only place I know of for getting the deluxe.
Right, so
you know
play,
what? I have to comment on one
fee.
Song.
He's talking.
It was about, I do not know what the conversion rate is. It depends on when you order it, but you do. I think when we purchased it with shipping, it was £28, and at that point, I think it will. Our dollar was a. It would cost $1.22 for one of their pounds.
So what did it cost overall?
Probably around 30.
Probably around 30 bucks. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not. I mean, okay. That's about normal.
I also have to say, where's the?
But you can get the regular album.
You have the case. It's under your iPad.
Oh, did you got it? Okay, blonde. You guys. Dude, I lost my iPad today because I was in the car and I had it like this, and this was on top. My notebook was on top of it because I was writing.
Hey, are we still talking about Stripes? Yeah.
And I looked down. I looked around. I'm like, you guys, where's my iPad? I was like, oh, it's on my lap.
And she walked out of the house talking on her phone yet? Come back in and ask where her phone was?
No, I'm not that bad.
Did you do that?
I don't make phone calls.
No, but I know two people who have.
No, but... That's awesome.
Sharpest
knife.
Okay.
That's awesome. No, I have a point, guys.
You have you lost your iPad.
It's a 3-inch.
Stop.
Okay.
You know, it's weird how the internet makes the world
shrink. Chris.
Sorry. I'm being serious here. This works for anything.
Even Stripes.
Would you have heard this band if they weren't on the internet?
Oh, no.
Exactly.
I found them in a magazine.
That finger.
You were looking for ways to listen to music in a magazine? How does that work?
Quick. I'm going to quit, guys. I'm just going to walk out.
Is there a scratch in here?
After smacking you upside the head.
So what was your point to bring it back?
Okay. On their song, Heart of the City.
Heart of the City.
It kind of gave me a pop feel, like a pop rock. Not big.
Like the candy.
God, we're back on that again.
No, like the ring pop. Shut up, Chris.
That's candy, too.
I know. They're right there. They taste amazing. Better than the stupid pop rocks.
But
it kind of gave me this, like, because of the heart. Oh,
that part, yeah, is a little bit poppish, but...
I don't know. No, I thought
The main part of the song, to me, was still kind of a...
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it was like pop, but it just had this like little
fluff.
It had this little it had a fling with pop, but it didn't want to admit it to its friends. So it was like
romance of the music.
Keep this on the down low.
You're putting it in terms a man can't understand.
Yeah, because women are better.
No. I don't know about
that.
Don't
understand.
When a woman says that, I don't argue. Because we really know, don't we, Matt?
They've lost it.
Richard Logan. Sorry, I didn't want to feel like I was signaling.
The moment when nobody says anything.
Can we back actually to that?
Cavemen up in here.
Yep. Dive back into the review here.
Do you want me to use simpler words for you, Chris?
Picture
do you need
words.
A picture? Yeah, I was like, do
you know those.
I do not want a picture.
Children. If we want to purchase this, is it worth the purchase?
I think it definitely is.
I think it is.
With how young they are and how popular, and I really like them.
Well, if you have a, I don't know, group that enjoys that kind of 60s flair music.
I think older people would like them.
Really, honestly, yeah. I think I could play this for my dad and he would enjoy it.
Elton John liked them.
You know, and he doesn't listen to modern music. You know, but I think he would enjoy it
because Elton John likes it. Everybody should.
Well, right. I'm just saying he's old.
Well, he is.
He is so old people. You know.
But what's the better buy for a library?
He's as old as the Queen.
What's the better buy between Elton John and him?
No, with the three. Extra songs, were the three extra songs worth the price
difference? I don't think so because. One of the
encores,
yeah, is I Can Tell, which is already on here, we're just live, and the other one's CC Rider and Beautiful Delight. So I think if you have the money and you feel like splurging, go ahead, but
listen to them on YouTube before you buy it.
And in general, I think just the normal one would be fine and not a lot of people would be missing out. Because if you're just in general, just want to listen to some music, you know, you're not going to care about those.
But it'd be a good one to have in your music collection.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. That intense harmonica. I think that's
it's
cool.
Harmonica, not harmonica.
Harmonica. Say what I want.
Mute her. Mute her.
Do you guys don't know?
Do you guys know the difference between?
You guys,
how do you spell gray?
A.
She looks like an avid rabbit.
Your shirt is gray.
No, seriously though,
E Y or A Y?
There's a life hack for it. Yeah, because the way you figured
it's
out,
A Y.
Oh, here it is.
A E. That's what I was.
Oh my god.
A E.
Put that little thing over it.
Yes, exactly.
No, because it's G R A Y in America for A America, and G R E Y in like England and Europe.
That arrowist.
And that's the life hack. I just.
Okay.
And the life lesson today brought to you today, bro.
The best life hack ever.
If you'd like to leave comments.
Be and gray.
So if anybody's interested in.
Is anybody being their head
the stripes?
All yet?
No, but I need to start. That way I can just go deaf and not hear.
If anybody's interested in the album. The Stripes have out. What's the album's title again?
Snapshots.
You can pick
their
it up
hair
from Amazon.
Is so cool.
We said the.
I like the drummer.
He's probably all in agreement that neat. Just get the regular album for the libraries. if you're a collector out there,
that didn't
you
work.
Might want to get a deluxe version. But for libraries, we're pretty much in agreement. You can probably just get the regular album, be fine. So thank you, April, for that. And
my turn.
Do they have hair like One Direction?
No, that's no. What I was going to say. Their hair is actually looks like hair. One Direction wears helmets.
Helmets, mom.
Oh my god,
sticking up everywhere. That's not a freaking helmet.
It doesn't go anywhere. It's natural.
One Direction, their hair is not groomed. It just grows. Like a chia pet.
Their hair.
I thought their hair was schmacked on.
And if you leave comments about Chris.
No, I like One Direction's hair. I think it looks
That's
neat.
All I need.
I'm going to do that to your head when you're asleep.
Fan. I'm not a guy.
Schmack it. With your
I'm not
way,
a guy.
Like.
It doesn't work for me. No, it's that bedhead look.
We're going to start leaving off here. I think we're ready to wrap it up.
Yes.
We are going to say that if you like what you're hearing.
Or don't.
Send us an email at admin@comicpoplibrary.com.
Tell us we're wasting our time or not.
Just don't.
I don't care.
Don't send anything to Chris because he probably can't handle it.
We'll
use small words for April.
We will.
Just put
on
pictures
okay,
for Chris.
Okay, please. I want to get through this.
Talk fast.
Dad's trying to get through this.
So if you do have a recommendation that you might have, please send those our way. It could be books, comic books, even albums of people. We'll work those in. I know Greg's given us some books that we'll be looking at in the future. We'll be spotlighting his probably in about one of his suggestions in roughly 2 or 3 episodes. So if you do have anything of interest or just a comment, email us. We'll put it on the recording. And if you're interested in sending us anything to help you promote something within your library, we haven't said this in a while, give us enough leeway that we can definitely get it in there.
Roughly
about 2 months is what we are producing at.
You plan that far ahead?
It's just worked out that way lately because we've had a lot of content coming through the pipe. So
a lot of interviews.
Give us a couple of months. Mm-hmm. To put it on there. If we can't, we can at least put it on the blog and get it out there for you that way. We have had fun tonight. As you could tell, we were all over the place. Thank you for listening. We had fun. We hope you're having fun out there as well.
Don't forget, we're on iTunes.
We are?
Yes, we are.
Whoa. Me and Logan, we are?
What's Wait, iTunes?
I just forgotten.
Hey, Chris.
Until next time.
Bye. Say bye.
You take a glance, his headlines say you're on the right page for romance, and you just fall. Oh yeah, you fall for those eyes. Oh yeah, you fall for angels.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show.
We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.